Marie Harf is with the American State Department. Marie, this is getting close. And I think the Italians, you know, who had some land in Northern Africa over the years before, are beginning to feel them at their curbside now. And what do we do as Americans when we look at 21 Christians beheaded for the purposes of humiliating us, the Christian world, the Western world? It's aimed at us, those pictures.
Well, I think it just underscores for people that this isn't just a fight in Iraq and in Syria, and that it's not just a fight about dropping bombs on terrorists. It's really how we stop the causes that lead to extremism in a place like Libya. The fact that there's no governance and there's no opportunity for young people, it lets groups like ISIL grow there and flourish there, which is what you saw with this awful situation with these Egyptians that you just mentioned. But this is a longer fight. It's fighting them on social media. Like you just said, these videos they produce are very technical. They're using social media to get converts to their cause and to spread their hatred all over the world. This week, we're going to have over 60 countries here in Washington to talk about how we combat this violent extremism together in the long term, not just in this short term fight.
Well, how do we win? How do we stop this? I don't see it. I see the militias from the Shia militias coming out of Baghdad who are all Shia. The Sunnis hate them. The Sunnis are loyal to ISIS rather than going in with the Shia. You've got the Kurds, the Jordanian Air Force, and now the Egyptian Air Force. But I don't see any. If I were ISIS, I wouldn't be afraid right now. I didn't figure there's no existential threat to these people. They can keep finding places where they can hold executions and putting the camera work together, getting their props ready, and killing people for show. And nothing we do right now seems to be directed at stopping this.
Well, I think there's a few stages here. Right now, what we're doing is trying to take their leaders and their fighters off the battlefield in Iraq and in Syria. That's really where they flourish.
Are we killing enough of them?
We're killing a lot of them, and we're going to keep killing more of them. So are the Egyptians, so are the Jordanians. They're in this fight with us. But we cannot win this war by killing them. We cannot kill our way out of this war. We need, in the longer term, medium and longer term, to go after the root causes that leads people to join these groups, whether it's lack of opportunity for jobs.
Well, we're not going to be able to stop that in our lifetime or 50 lifetimes. There's always going to be poor people. There's always going to be poor Muslims. And as long as there are poor Muslims, the trumpet's blowing, they'll join. We can't stop that, can we?
We can work with countries around the world to help improve their governance. We can help them build their economy so they can have job opportunities for these people. You're right. There is no easy solution in the long term to preventing and combating violent extremism. But if we can help countries work at the root causes of this, what makes these 17-year-old kids pick up an AK-47 instead of try to start a business? Maybe we can try to chip away at this problem while at the same time going after the threat, taking on ISIL in Iraq, in Syria, and helping our partners around the world. I mean, we've seen these horrific pictures from Europe.
This sounds like we're going to get rid of juvenile delinquency in America over time by erasing poverty, improving education. Sure, over time. But the American people, I think, are getting humiliated morally by this. We are seeing these pictures. What are you supposed to say? I'm going to think about something else? What are the American people supposed to do about this right now? They're watching right now.
Yes.
What are they supposed to do to stop these indecent killing of people? This burning alive of that good pilot. Whatever they did to the American woman over there. Whatever they did. Whatever they're doing to all these people, beheading them. What are we doing to stop this? It sounds like we can't stop it.
Well, I think they should know that the United States military is taking direct action in Iraq and in Syria. We're taking their leaders out. We're taking out their financing. We're taking out their training camps. This is a long fight, Chris, but I also think, not to take it to politics for a second, they should tell their elected leaders to support the AUMF that we sent to Congress to speak to the world that we are behind
this effort. I'm with you on that, Marie, because I think that there's a lot of politicians left, right, and center hiding in the bushes right now. They don't want to have their fingers on this war because they're afraid it might not be pleasant. Thank you.
War is never pleasant, Chris.
Thank you, Marie Harf from the U.S. State Department. Thank you for joining us. I'm